Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Good morning, campers! Pick up your coffee cup, make a cup of tea, pour yourself a beer. Hair of the dog, it's the Francine Marie Show!
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Have you heard of Studio Movie Grill? Well, it's a community-focused and purpose-driven concept that revolutionized the theater-going experience. They opened their doors in 1998 and launched Epitheater in 2013. So we've got new locations. Lynn McQuaker's on the line with us. She's our senior director and PR outreach for Studio Movie Grill. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Francine? How lovely to meet you.
The concept of sitting in these luxurious chairs and reclining.
We've got heated seats and cup holders and all kinds of wonderful things just to make it more comfortable for you to come and enjoy a day, an evening, a movie, a dinner, a lunch, a drink, a ladies' night out, all of those wonderful things. So it's amazing how we've grown our concept over the last, 20-odd years.
That is great. Someone said, you got to go, Francine, because the seats are like Porsche seats in a Porsche car. Like, well, I got to do that.
Nothing like reclining with your glass of wine and watching a great movie.
But then that's not, you don't want to leave, Lynn, after that happens.
Well, and you don't have to do the washing up. So the nice thing is that you can stay in your seat and hang out and or go to the bar and have a leisurely drink and talk about the movie you've just seen or get together with friends. It's really a communal environment and great to go just meet friends, without even seeing a movie.
And that'd be good for a first date too, Lynn. Oh,
yes. Dates and families and groups. And as I said, girls' night out is very popular. We have all kinds of specials that go on, like you can get 25% off a bottle of wine on Fridays and Saturdays.
Oh.
And we have a loyalty program that is based in outreach, which we love. We do a lot with the community. We have a mission, which is opening hearts and minds one story at a time. It's a weighty mission, but it entails us going into our communities, getting to know what they care about, getting to understand a community and what their needs are, and hopefully addressing that. And it starts with finding a partner for our special needs program, which is a special needs screening program that's been going on for about 17 years now.
I want to hear more about the outreach, because when they said you're all about community, I'm like, who are they? Let me get them on the line.
Well, I think it's a differentiator for us because, as I said, for 17 years, the special needs screenings started because one of our GMs was asked by our owner, our founder, our CEO, what was the last movie you went to with your family? And he said, actually, I haven't. I have two young children within the autism spectrum, and we haven't gone because we don't want to disturb other family members and other guests that are coming to the movie. And that was kind of a light bulb moment. At that point, we said, well, that's crazy. We should find a way to have these special needs screenings. And we've done them for 17 years, and we've extended it. I mean, a lot of people do sensory screenings where the lights are up a little bit, the sound's lowered a little bit, and children are welcome to sing and dance in the aisles.
Aww.
But we make it free for children with special needs and their siblings so that the families can actually afford to come together. Because when you're raising children with special needs, it becomes a costly adventure sometimes. And this way, we know that they can come as a family and enjoy some much-needed time together and see a movie. So for 17 years, we've been doing that. And we also get to know within the community those outreach and nonprofits that are working with special needs families. So I would love to tell you about our Chef for Children program.
I like food, so let's do this.
Well, the Chefs for Children program is a program whereby 5% of proceeds from popular menu items go to a local nonprofit serving children with special needs. Now, I don't know if you know Metro School, but Metro School is an amazing school in Charlotte that cares for young people with special needs. And they are the nonprofit recipient at Epicenter, and they will also be a recipient of those funds at Prosperity Village.
Wow. Because you guys had to go out on a search for these nonprofits, I would imagine. It's because most of them are small.
Well, I spend about 4 days a week or so getting to know the community and finding out, as I said, what they care about. And that's really important to us. So we need to know, what relates to our neighbors and our friends in our local community, because I believe that that's the way to create evangelists. If you care yeah. about the community, hopefully your neighbors will care about you.
And this new studio is called Prosperity Village. It's in Huntersville.
It is. It's actually at, I have the exact address, it's 5336 Stosher Crossing Road in Charlotte. And it's a growing area, and it's a wonderful community of very involved and active people who very much care about that community. So we're very thrilled to be a part of that community.
Yeah, and that's right off 485, so we know about Highland Creek.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, one of the great things is actually we can invite our neighbors and our community to give back to, because we have, I think a lot of places have loyalty programs and we all know what they mean. We have a program called SMG Access, and that loyalty program gives you a reward when you're a regular guest. And when you get a reward, though, I get a movie and a meal to give to an underserved community member or a deserving organization in the neighborhood. And we're aiming to give away 1 million meals, movies and meals. So far, we've raised, with our guests, we've raised over 40,000 movies and meals since the program started in 2018. So another way that we can give back, it's a loyalty program that gives back to the community.
I like it. If you're just not tuning in, we got a new best friend this weekend. It's Lynn McQuaker. She's our Senior Director, PR Outreach for Studio Movie Grill that we're talking about today. Studio Movie Grill is this experience when you go to the movies that will blow your mind. And that's what movies are supposed to do. That's what stories do. And I'm glad that you care about community, because your first theater was in the Epicenter, and now we've got one really close to Huntersville. Lots of families are associated with Prosperity Village in Highland Creek. So SMG Access, I like it. So you said you hyper-focus on nonprofits that have a cause that you care about and it ties to community. Are there any other nonprofits that you're associated with?
Well, we've done, oh my goodness, if you go to our website, you can see a list. We've got 34 locations in 10 states, and we're adding another 5 this year. So it's rapidly growing. We select a local nonprofit, so many you might not know, but Variety, the children's charity, allowed us to give an adaptive bike away at Prosperity Village this past weekend when we launched the special needs screening. So young Max was thrilled to get his adaptive bike, and his parents were too, because it's going to help him with his therapy. And for those parents that might be listening, the next special needs screening will be on the 22nd of February at 11 o'clock. So please, you know, tell any families that you know who are raising children with special needs that we do this outreach, because we'd love to get the word out and get the opportunity to as many people as possible.
When you have the special screenings for the kids with special needs, does the menu change? Because I know the menu for adults is very elevated.
No. We have everything is available to all those screenings. So for all, you know, there's a wonderful kids menu and there's an adult menu, and we have those screenings, you know, every the Saturday following the opening of usually a family movie. So and sometimes it's every weekend. So I know that in April we'll have Mulan, we'll have Peter Rabbit, we'll have Trolls. There's lots of great movies coming out for families, so you know, it's just a great way to take a little break with the whole family.
And we could take a break with this menu. Can I talk about the menu for a second? A hummus plate. Heirloom tomato avocado toast, because that's the big thing now. Sesame seared ahi tuna bowl. Yes.
Yes, that's one of my favorites. I happen to love that one. I'm a big sushi fan, so that's delicious.
And we're big fans of the brisket sliders, right?
Mm-hmm.
And coconut tenders. Oh, coconut tenders.
That's our number one. As healthy as we all like to be with our salads, and we have some wonderful options, as you've just mentioned. Thank you very much. The coconut chicken tenders and the coconut chicken shrimp and chicken are just the number one most popular item at Studio Movie Grill. We have a special recipe, and everybody loves it.
Oh, not to mention the flatbread pizzas and burgers, and the bar. Let's talk about the bar with these 8 signature cocktails and 5 specialty margaritas.
Oh, my goodness. We love serving cocktails, and the bar is beautiful. I mean, if you head up, you'll have a wonderful time just hanging out in the bar and trying the – we have Studio Movie Grill Cellars wines that we bring in from Central California that are absolutely wonderful and affordable. And we have lots of delicious cocktails. I don't know what your beverage of choice is, Francine, but
anything
sure we can
sweet that has an effect, right? Anything. I tell the bartender, give me something sweet that has an effect.
There you go. Well, you should try the Studio Blue Margarita, which is, again, an all-time perennial favorite. And, you know, we'll sometimes offer a limited-time menu. So for Autism Awareness Month, World Autism Month in April, we'll have some kind of special drink, both for kids and for adults, that whereby we'll donate a portion to Autism Speaks. So there'll be also during the course of the year these, you know, special cocktails that will roll out, and you'll have a lovely surprise when you get there.
Wow. Okay. So the premise to the story, everybody, is Studio Movie Grill. They open hearts and minds, and you're award winning at doing that. So hopefully these other theaters might go behind you and try to do something just as good.
I think a lot of our movie theaters do sensory screenings. As I said, I think the difference is that we make it affordable for the family. So I hope you'll be up there again soon, Francine,
yes,
and you'll go see a movie. I should ask you when the last movie is, what the last movie you saw was.
I was so ashamed. I couldn't even remember the last movie I went to. Because I'm that person who doesn't like people sitting next to me, so I always say, the seat is taken.
Oh, okay. Well, then you'll have to double up seats. You'll have to get 2 seats, right?
I have to buy 2 seats because these seats, I wouldn't mind if somebody sat next to me if I had this luxurious seat. You know who needs to take your example is the airlines.
Oh, there you go. That's a good idea.
Yeah. Wow. You have been a delight. And is there anything else you want to leave us with? This morning we have a new best friend. It's Lynn McQuaker. She's our Senior Director, PR Outreach for Studio Movie Grill. We have a new one, and it's in Prosperity Village, located at 5336 Doshia Crossings Road, right off of 485 in Highland Creek. Yeah.
Well, I just hope everybody will come up and try us and come visit, and we think you'll become fans. And then you can help us provide movies and meals to the local community. That would be my wish. And that you'll have a wonderful evening out or day out or lunch out or with your friends and see what we're trying to do with our concept.
I like it. Love the concept. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Francine.
This is Natalie. I know you've been wondering who this voice is. I have a face for radio, and I'm the voice of the Francine Marie Show.
Oh dear.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.